Well, the law provides some leeway for employers to record the conversations and activities of employees whilst they engage in business-related activities and use such recordings against them as long as it is in the interest of justice to do so. Employees have a lot less space to maneuver when recording the activities of their employers. Well, that's according to Adil Patel, National Head of Employment Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyrs, a commercial law firm in South Africa, who explains that every employer has a right to privacy and confidentiality and that this right is often clearly set out in an employee's employment contract. More from Anlie Bezedenote, Senior Associate in the Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr Employment Practice.
An employer is entitled in terms of its policies, procedures and contracts of employment to require that certain of this information be kept confidential. And when such a requirement is in place, an employee who acts contrary to those obligations would be in breach of its obligations towards its employer and could also be held accountable for not protecting the privacy of its employer.
And is it only limited to voice recordings?
No, it's not limited to voice recordings. It can be, or it is relevant to photographs, what's on a computer, to voice recording, to what's on a telephone. It could be various items that could form subject to the discretion of an employer to monitor them and to ensure that its privacy is still being protected. So, for example, employees often forget that if your employer offers you or issues you with a work computer or a laptop, a telephone, a cell phone, any of its own equipment, then an expectation on the side of the employee that what's on those devices will be kept private is an unreasonable expectation in some instances because it belongs to an employer. So an employer can at any point walk into an office and require access to those various devices, which is its property. However, the law has also developed to the point that where an employee uses their personal devices to record or take photographs of an employer's property or business activities, for example, the employer has a right to request that the employee delete that information. And should the employee refuse to do so, disciplinary steps may follow.
So employees also have a common law duty to act in the best interest of their employer. What does this include?
Correct. Employees do have a common law duty to act in the best interest of the employer.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that when I'm at work, wherever I work, and when I have my own personal devices or any type of recording device on me, I still have an obligation to ensure that I protect my employer. So if my contract of employment or the policies and procedures which I'm subject to requires me to keep certain information confidential, then as the employee, and because of my duty to act in the best interest of the employer, I'm not entitled to take pictures on personal devices or make recordings of confidential board meetings. And then the employer calls me upon it or asks me to delete it in order to protect the employer, refuse to do so on the basis that it's my personal device.
So how can I, as an employee, make sure that I'm not in legal hot water when it comes to my employer's privacy?
An employee must just act reasonably, and what I mean with that is to remember whilst they're at the office or at your place of work that they have a duty to protect their employer. So an employee is going to meetings, and it may be because of internal HR issues or for other reasons they decide to start recording things secretly, they need to remember that action can be taken against them because over and above what they're trying to achieve in recording certain instances or certain things at an employer's workplace, the employer still has a right to act against them should the confidentiality obligation be breached. In essence, then, employees must just ensure that whatever they do, they still uphold the privacy and the confidentiality of the documents and the information they work with, and also the employer's property generally.
And can my employer legally monitor me?
Yes, they can. It's provided for in terms of legislation, and it's especially applicable in the event that the employer issues you with equipment. So employees need to remember that computers, laptops, telephones, anything issued by the employer to the employee is subject to the employer's monitoring of those devices.
And over and above an employer's right to privacy, you have mentioned that employees should be aware that the organization they work for might have additional internal policies. What kind of policies are we talking about, and maybe give us examples of those?
So employees need to look out for protection of personal information policies, for the processing of personal information policies. They need to always look at the contract of employment for the confidentiality clauses. And if your employer has a code of conduct, it's worthwhile making sure and ensuring rather that you're aware of your obligations in terms of that document.
Well, that's Anlie Bezuidenhout there, senior associate in the Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr employment practice. He was on the line there talking to Lebogang Mabange. It brings the time to